I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining me now, Stephen Gross, Allentown Morning Call, as we talk Phillies who wrap up their series in L.A. against the Dodgers tonight. Phils need a win to earn a split of this four-game set. And, Steve, the starting pitching for the Phillies has been really good for the most part, but they've really struggled with that fifth spot. First, Ben Lively, and now Zach Eflin. When Eflin first came up, he pitched really well. Last few starts have been a struggle, and last night he was not effective at all.
No, he wasn't. And, you know, I don't know how many times, especially with the Phillies, you know, in contention and starting to slip now that, you know, the Braves have been playing well and been just ahead of them. And Washington now is playing really well and has taken the division lead. So, you know, with all that competition, the Phillies want to stay there. I'm not sure how much longer they can go, you know, keep sending Eflin out there when you have performances like this. And especially when you look into the minors, you look to the Iron Pigs, they have Eniel De Los Santos, who's been pitching phenomenally for the Iron Pigs all season long. I think in just one of his nine starts this year, he's allowed more than one earned run. He's a 1.40 ERA. So he's been pitching really well. They have an option there. He came over in the Freddie Galvis trade. And then they have a lefty in Cole Irvin, which he just threw 8 2/3 scoreless innings last night for the Iron Pigs. He's been pitching really well. I think in his last five starts, they've all been six innings or more, and three were scoreless. He's only allowed more than one run once in those five outings. So he's been pitching very well. So they have some options there, even a lefty if they want to throw in the rotation.
Aaron Nola will throw tonight, and I don't want to say this is a big spot, but you know, in this situation, coming off a game where you got blown out and a chance to split with a good team on the road, this is a game you'd really like Nola to come up big.
Yeah, these are the teams, as you look to see, you know, the Phillies start turning into a competitor here, and you're looking for players to step up. I know Nola's starting to get that ace tag. These are the games that aces tend to step up in and kind of take over. You know, I know facing Kershaw is no easy task, but if history, the short history that they have with Aaron Nola, if that proves, he should pitch very well tonight and give them a chance to win, which is really all you can ask for, especially when you're going up against somebody like Clayton Kershaw.
Rhys Hoskins looks to be headed to the DL. How big a loss is this to the lineup, even though Hoskins was really scuffling?
Yeah, a lot of people are going to look at this and say, oh, he's struggling. How big of a loss is that going to be? But even if you listen to some of the players, the way they talked last night after the game, it's still his presence in the middle of the lineup. He still has the ability to hit the ball out of the ballpark any given at bat. And pitchers do think about that when they're going through a lineup and approaching different hitters. So when you take him out of the middle of the lineup, that is going to hurt an offense that really over the last, especially the last 2 weeks, hasn't been doing that well. They're 26th in the league in batting average over the last 2 weeks. And in the bottom half in runs and on-base percentage as well during that stretch. So they need some more offense. And so taking someone like Rhys Hoskins out of the middle of the lineup definitely is going to hurt. They're going to need, whether, you know, it's Nick Williams, somebody that's been there to continue to hit well and step up, or even Dylan Cousins, who is just getting called up. If he can come up and hit better than he has been in the minor league, they're going to need some type of offense here if they want to keep winning games while Hoskins is on the DL.
You mentioned Cousins, and all signs point to him getting the call up here. He's shown the power of AAA, but he still strikes out a ton. Do you see him sticking long-term here, or do you think this is something he'll just get a taste and then probably head back down?
From what I've seen of him at AAA, I don't think this is going to be long-term. You know, I think he's going to be up there. As soon as Hoskins would be ready to come back, he would be coming back down. He, like you said, he strikes out a lot. He does have the power, and I think that's something that's going to be able to, you know, if he can hang on a little bit here, that's going to be what keeps him there. but he really has struggled again this year with his plate discipline. He still strikes out a lot, and he just even putting the ball in play. I think before last night's game, he was hitting just around 224, so average isn't that high. On-base percentage isn't that high. If you look at the home runs, that's impressive, but that's really, from what I've seen, what he's been able to do this year.
Stephen Gross, Allentown Morning Call, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Phillies, who wrap up their series in L.A. tonight. And, Steve, if someone wants to check out all of your work, what should they do?
They can head to themorningcall.com and click on Phillies, or they can follow me on Twitter at Stephen_Gross23.
Steve, thanks for the time and insight.
Thanks, Matt.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.